Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Royburn. He's the founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, we're going to bounce around to a couple different commodities, starting with the precious metals and a comment that was noted on my site just earlier. I think it was yesterday, maybe 2 days ago, that outlined how you and it looks like Dave Erfley are also in an agreement that the gold miners, something like GDX we can look at, they bottomed about a week before the gold price bottomed. And I think even more importantly, they bottomed slightly above that November low. So the argument here being that a double bottom was put in place, and that should be encouraging for precious metals investors, hopefully saying that this correction that's pretty long in the tooth right now is over. I want to ask you though, Jordan, from a broad technical sense, or even just how you're viewing this action in the precious metals, gold specifically, how solid do you think this bottom is?
Well, I think with I'll just stay with the gold stocks. I think it's solid, but I'd say my confidence level is not 100%. I mean, it's fairly high. I think it's going to be difficult for the miners to go below those lows, given that, as you noted, I mean, the correction's been going on for 6 months. If you look at what happened late last week, you had the, especially in the Dow Jones U.S. Gold Mining Index, you had huge volume. You know, the market made a low on Thursday. You had huge volume when the market gapped lower, and then it made a strong bullish hammer, and then you had good follow through the next day. And also, there was significant support around the low, which it traded down to. So same thing with GDX. I just think from the perspective of being a long-term bull, if you know we're wrong about that low, maybe it goes a little bit lower than that. But I feel fairly confident, but not 100%. I mean, it's interesting because when you're in a correction and consolidation, you kind of get into the middle of the consolidation where the market feels like it does now, where there's not a lot of volatility, and I'm talking about precious metals. There's not a lot of volatility. You know, the market's testing support levels. There's not huge volume. You know, people aren't really talking about it, and it's difficult. You know, and I this type of feeling, Corey, where you're thinking, oh well, you know, I the evidence tells me that a low is probably in, but it just feels, you know, I have these worrying thoughts that we're gonna plunge a lot lower. I mean, I've had these thoughts before, going back to the 2000s and that bull market. I mean, during the correction and corrections and consolidations that we had numerous times, in the middle of those, like, you get that kind of feeling that you have now. So that's how I see it. You know, it would be great to wait for some more confirmation to make it 100%. But I think going back to last week and what I wrote about, there was really enough evidence there to tell me that, yes, the low is probably in.
All right, let's talk about what the recovery or maybe rebound trade could look like. Because in all fairness, let's say that the correction for the most part might have ended last week. So that makes it almost 7 months long, that correction. And it was kind of a grinding down nature of this correction. We just kept on hitting lower lows, lower highs, moving down to some of these levels. On the flip side here, do you see it being a grind higher then? Could it take 7 more months to get back to some of those highs that we saw, whether it's in, say, GDX or in gold?
I'm not sure about the timing. It's hard to say because the pattern of the correction in the stocks was a little bit different than what we've normally seen looking at bull market corrections. Although we did come down for GDX, we did come down to the 400-day exponential moving average. And when that has happened, the market has had a pretty good move. So I don't, you know, looking at GDX, we should be able to rally up to, I would say, 40, 41 at least. You know, so we should see, you know, a little bit, I shouldn't say a little bit, we should see some more strength here behind this rebound. As far as the timing, I really don't know. That's hard to say. But you asked about it being a grind. I do think it will be a grind. And the reason is, the sector has to rebuild its momentum. I mean, we've talked about it. It's been, you know, capital has been flowing out of precious metals. Precious metals have been underperforming stocks, crypto, you know, money has been flowing into everything else. And it's good that that's happened. It's taken a lot of risk out of this market. And again, it's good to see that it rebounded, put in a low at strong support. You know, people are worried about it. So sentiment is kind of off. So I given all those things, it's going to take some time for the market to rebound, absorb some more selling, you know, try and move higher again. And then as that happens, it starts to regain momentum. So yeah, you really, I mean, if you're going to just surge a lot higher quickly, you really need to have strong momentum. You need to have capital flowing out of other areas and into your sector. And I think it's going to take some time for that to happen. So I do think it will be a grind on the way back up.
Jordan, can you give us a little bit more color on that initial comment you made there, that you said the pattern of this correction is different than ones that we've seen in the past in bull markets?
Yeah, I mean, well, in some of the ones that I've looked at, you know, they've made a low in price pretty quickly, where they've come down quickly, and it's in the first 2 months they made a low, and then it had like a V rebound, and then it had another leg down. Whereas if you look at what we've done this time, it's kind of been a steady grinding downtrend for 6 months. So it's, you know, I'd have to look at the history again, but as far as the 2000s, in 2008 to 2011, we didn't have a correction that looked, you know, close to how this one looks. And it's something I'm going to take another look at everything and maybe put together a new correction analog. Because I want to see if I average a couple of those corrections together, if that will look closer to how this one is developed. But yeah, it's interesting. We haven't had this type of slow grinding correction on the way down. But I will note, Corey, that the gold stocks did bottom just a hair above the 400-day exponential moving average. And when you look at that, from 2000 to 2011, almost like nearly every year there was a low that bottomed at that moving average. So that's a solid comparison there. But yeah, given that the path in the form of the correction has been a little bit different, it gives us, you know, less of an idea of how we might expect the rebound to play out.
Okay, thanks for providing those insights. Let's also look at silver, because silver is a very different chart than gold. Silver is trading within this range that it's been in for about these 7 months, but more importantly, it's more at the top of its range, taking out that short squeeze spike from last week. Silver actually looks like it put in a bottom more in November and has been climbing higher from there. Much more constructive nature of this chart, plus higher volumes in silver as well. What do you see in the silver chart? Why is it so different than gold?
That's a really good question. I think, and you know, you don't hear a technical analyst talk about fundamentals, but the market that we've been in since last August has been one of higher inflation expectations. And because of that, you've had capital flow into other sectors like base metals, other commodities, energy, emerging markets, et cetera, et cetera. And so that type of situation has been favorable for silver relative to gold, but nominally speaking, not favorable for gold. And if you go back to the mid-2000s, Corey, there are a few periods in there where there was a sector correction and consolidation, where gold was correcting a lot more than silver. So that's one historical comparison. And yeah, I think it's a function of higher inflation expectations really being the driver. And that explains why silver has outperformed gold during this correction consolidation. It has nothing to do with this attempted squeeze, which I'm not a fan of, if you can probably guess by now. Looking at the weekly chart, I mean, we put in a huge weekly reversal last week, and just, you have this nasty candle on the weekly chart right at resistance at 29.30. So I would just be a little cautious as far as silver continuing to show relative strength here. I mean, I wouldn't be anticipating or hoping for it at a breakout here in silver above 29 or 30. I think if it's going to continue to gain a little strength here and it retests 29.30, I would put my money on there being another bearish reversal at that point. So that's kind of my worry. Yes, it is holding up a lot better, but I would just like to see continued consolidation here and no more attempts at trying to break out here past 29 or 30, because I don't see that happening. I mean, even if that does happen, I don't think it's sustainable. I mean, it's a completely different market than trying to short squeeze a stock. I mean, the futures market, there's big money. The short positions are not, you know, what there's not over 100% short interest. I know some people disagree with me, but there's just not. I mean, the futures market is a whole nother animal, and you're not going to squeeze this artificially. So, sorry to drag it on, but those are my comments on silver.
Hey, I'm with you, and we all saw that firsthand when that short squeeze happened, and I really do think, we need to look past that little blip on the chart, because that really is all that it is, a blip on the chart. So, Jordan, between gold and silver, you don't see silver breaking out. You don't even necessarily want to see silver breaking out, but it does sound like you think gold put in a bottom. Does that mean you're a bit more interested in gold right now because of, I don't want to say it can play catch up, because they have been moving in such different directions, but in terms of the ranges, gold's at the bottom of its range, silver's at the top. Do you like gold better than silver right now?
I do, but I would be more specific and say gold stocks, because and just to take a step back for a moment, I mean, as you can tell, there's quite a lot of cross currents right now where you have, you know, the dollar is rallying, but now it's sold off a little bit. I mean, bonds have been falling apart. So there's that. You know, the stock market has been going through the roof. Silver is outperforming gold. So there's all these different cross currents that they kind of look different than when you normally put in a sector bottom. And so that it doesn't give me less confidence about the sector bottom and the gold stocks, Corey. I think we made a low late last week, and it's a good buying opportunity. I'm not saying things are going to blast off here and now, but that's how I feel. And getting back to your specific question, yes, I would be more pro gold than silver at this point, simply just because I think the downside potential in the near term is less in gold than silver. And the same thing for the stocks. I'm less pessimistic in the short term on the gold stocks and the silver stocks, because if we're going to get a little bit more selling here, I think the silver sector is more vulnerable than gold. And so that's really what my point is, that and the fact that I see limited long-term downside for the gold stocks. I'm not saying I'm not bullish on silver stocks. I'm still holding silver stocks. I'm just not buying more aggressively going in at this point. I just think it needs more time. And look, that's how markets can work. You know, you either buy or hold or you do nothing. And so silver and silver stocks, to me, they're in a do nothing state.
Okay. That's a good summary right there. Let's wrap it up by a quick comment on copper. Copper just keeps on moving higher. Base metals broadly just keep on moving higher, but I do want to focus on copper. As we're recording this, copper is up 6 cents on the day, trading about 374. That's over 1.5% higher. Copper has just been on a tear higher, and it doesn't seem like it's slowing down. What are you seeing in the chart?
Well, Corey, I mean, recently we had a little correction. Now copper is retesting its higher, pushing above it as we speak. It's interesting, in the last few months, copper just zoomed right past $3.30, which was 6 or 7 year resistance. Now the next resistance on the chart looks to be about 390. So, wow, it looks like copper is going to, and I mean, look at, that's just a straight line up since the March low. So I am just baffled at this move in copper. So I'm 390 is the next target.
Okay. Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there. Great chatting with you, buddy. I'll chat with you again next week. Let's hope some more interest comes back into the precious metals. But hey, right now, base metals have the interest and a whole lot of other sectors out there. And well, maybe it'll be precious metals a turn soon. But either way, still setting up some higher trading ranges. It just might take some time for another breakout. Jordan, thanks for your time. I will post a link to the Daily Gold below this interview. Have a great rest of your week there, Jordan.